Do you feel disproportionately affected in regard to your mental health experience because you're a non-white individual?
Yeah, I definitely say so. It gets kind of fuzzy sometimes. I think a lot of it has to do with kind of like just because like Black and Hispanic communities were pushed down for so long. It's like at least like in a socioeconomic sense. So it's kind of like only some of it, like only within like the past two generations have some families like been able to catch up. We weren't afforded that opportunity, I guess, just because like our parents aren't accountants and lawyers and whatever. Like our parents like work as receptionists and like office jobs or like even like in fast food or things like that. And not like a universal experience, but it does happen a lot just because of systemic racism. Honestly, it's really hard to break out of kind of that mold when you've been in it for so long. It's a lot harder than people think. But yeah, like I'll see people like just at UT like saying like, oh, my therapist did such and such. Like I remember like in high school, like when my therapist then, or like these are all the medications I've been on since I was 13. And obviously that's a hard thing to deal with. But it's like when I was 13, like I didn't even know like I was allowed to be this way. So it's just strange, and it's strange to see like how much it really is sometimes influenced by race or ethnicity.
Do you feel like you have sufficient resources around you to help you, whether it's through UT or elsewhere?
I think definitely people have tried. Like I said, like my therapist at the same age, she did like try to give me resources that I could use that wouldn't put burn a hole in my pocket.
Right.
A bigger hole than there already is. So definitely people have tried, but again, like there's only because like these resources are so far in between, because like at the end of the day, people have to get paid. They're performing the service, like they need to get paid for their time. And I get that, but at the same time, it is like discouraging, like when it's like, okay, like there is this free resource, but you might not be able to get to use it for a long time because there's a wait list and there's a lot of people who need it. And then like you see others being like just able to drop like thousands of dollars on like fixing their issues. And it's like just kind of discouraging because like they're making progress and you're not almost. So I guess no, like there's only so much you like I said, everything is so limited. Like there's only so much you can really do right now.